Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Where every story has a deadly twist. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is Hidden Killers, and I'm Tony Bruschi. Today, we're peeling back the layers of controversy surrounding Judge Fran Gull in the Richard Allen case, examining how her rulings and conduct may be raising more questions than answers. Is this a judge ensuring justice, or someone steering the trial toward a predetermined outcome? From barring critical defense evidence to restricting public access, the decision so far suggests a concerning pattern, one that's limiting Allen's chance for a fair trial. Imagine being accused of a crime, but the evidence that could clear your name never even makes it into the courtroom. Could these rulings be shaping the narrative to ensure one outcome and one outcome only? And what about the jury? With only partial truths presented, is it even possible for Allen to receive an unbiased trial? On this episode, we're not just exploring the legalities. We're diving into the mind behind the gavel. What could be driving Judge Gull's decisions? Is it ambition, pressure, or something else entirely? The Delphi case has captivated millions, but today we'll explore if it's the legal process that should have our full attention. Let's get into it. Richard Allen's arrest in October 2022 marked a turning point in the Delphi murders investigation, a case that had remained unsolved for over 5 years. Charged with the 2017 murders of Libby German and Abby Williams, Allen, a former CVS employee and family man, was thrust into the public eye, instantly becoming the face of the long, cold investigation. With his trial date now set, the focus has shifted to the courtroom, where Judge Fran Gull's decisions have come under increasing scrutiny. What started as a search for justice now seems to be raising unsettling questions about judicial impartiality. Judge Gull, appointed to handle this complex and high-profile case, was expected to uphold the principles of fairness and neutrality. However, her rulings thus far suggest an alarming tilt toward the prosecution's narrative. Early on, the defense presented arguments to introduce two composite sketches into evidence, images released by law enforcement in 2017 and 2019 to help generate leads. These sketches, according to defense attorney Jennifer Auger, were crucial, because they depicted individuals who did not resemble Richard Allen. In a surprising move, Carroll County Prosecutor Nicholas McClelland sought to exclude the sketches through a motion in limine, arguing that they were not used to identify Allen, and could confuse the jury. Gull, rather than siding with the defense's argument for relevance, took the motion under advisement, delaying her decision until the trial. This refusal to immediately allow potentially exculpatory evidence raised eyebrows. Was Gull trying to limit what the jury could see? The defense's struggle didn't end there. Gull later ruled against a key defense theory that involved a third-party suspect, a supposed cult of Odinists who might have committed the murders. Despite 3 days of hearings over the summer, Gull concluded that the defense lacked sufficient evidence to introduce this theory, barring it from the trial. While the defense will still have the option to file an offer to prove, this limitation drastically curtails their ability to present alternative suspects, effectively narrowing the scope of the trial to Allen alone. Critics have argued that such a ruling could make it nearly impossible for Allen to receive a fair trial, as it skews the narrative toward a guilty verdict before the trial even begins. Adding to these concerns is Gull's decision to admit Allen's alleged confessions, statements he supposedly made while in prison, claiming responsibility for the murders. The defense insists these confessions were coerced, pointing to the mental strain Allen experienced in solitary confinement, but Gull allowed them to stand, leaving the jury to determine their credibility. The confessions, all 61 of them, are likely to carry significant weight with jurors, potentially drowning out any reasonable doubt the defense may raise. As the trial approaches, the question looms: is the judicial process meant to seek truth or simply deliver a conviction? Gull's refusal to certify defense appeals, preventing the higher courts from reviewing her rulings before the trial begins, suggests a preference for control over transparency. This has drawn criticism not only from legal analysts, but also from those watching closely, wondering if Allen's trial is being shaped by external pressures, whether political, social, or psychological. Beyond the courtroom, Gull's decisions have raised public concerns about media access and transparency. Her choice to bar live broadcasting from the trial means the public will rely solely on courtroom reports, leaving out nuances such as tone and body language that are crucial to understanding witness testimony. In an era where public trials often unfold in real time, this blackout feels like a step backward, one that gives the court unchecked authority over the narrative. Gull's tight control over what evidence can and cannot be introduced, combined with the absence of public oversight, creates a legal environment that could easily favor the prosecution. This dynamic threatens to shift the balance of justice away from impartiality, raising serious questions about Allen's chances of receiving a fair trial. Is Judge Gull's approach a necessary strategy to maintain order in a complicated, emotionally charged case? Or is it a sign of something more troubling, an attempt to manipulate the process to ensure one outcome? These questions linger as the trial date looms closer, with many wondering if the truth about what happened on the Monon High Bridge will ever be fully uncovered. With the defense stifled at every turn, Allen's attorneys face a daunting challenge. If Gull continues to favor the prosecution through her rulings, the trial could become less about uncovering the facts and more about confirming a preordained narrative. And once that narrative takes hold, breaking free from it may be next to impossible, especially in the eyes of a jury exposed to only part of the story. As the trial date draws near, the stakes grow higher. The defense team, led by attorneys Jennifer Auger and Andrew Baldwin, continues to fight an uphill battle, questioning not just the evidence, but also the procedural decisions made by Judge Gull. From the start, the defense argued that the case against Richard Allen rests on shaky grounds. They contend that the prosecution's case leans heavily on circumstantial evidence, limited forensic findings, and an over-reliance on questionable confessions. Yet, the defense's attempts to broaden the narrative have been systematically blocked, further complicating Allen's path to a fair trial. Judge Gull's exclusion of the defense's third-party suspect theory is one of the most controversial rulings to date. This theory suggested that an Odinist cult could be involved in the murders of Libby German and Abby Williams. The defense sought to introduce the theory not as a definitive claim, but as an alternative scenario that would introduce reasonable doubt. However, Gull dismissed the theory as speculative, concluding that the defense did not present sufficient evidence to justify its inclusion. While the defense retains the right to introduce an offer to prove for the appellate record, The jury will never hear the full scope of the defense's arguments. The exclusion of this third-party suspect theory has raised serious concerns. If evidence pointing to other potential perpetrators cannot be heard, how can the trial be considered fair? This question underscores the core of the defense's strategy to create reasonable doubt by presenting multiple narratives, not just the one favored by the prosecution. With Gull's rulings, however, the courtroom appears to be a venue where only one version of events, the state's, is allowed to flourish. The defense also faces the challenge of discrediting Allen's alleged confessions. These confessions, made while Allen was held in solitary confinement, are a critical part of the prosecution's case. The state claims Allen made 61 separate admissions of guilt, each reinforcing the argument that he was involved in the murders. However, the defense insists these confessions were made under extreme psychological duress, raising the possibility that they were not voluntary or truthful. Yet Gull's decision to allow the jury to hear all 61 confessions places the burden squarely on the defense to prove that these statements should not be trusted. The controversy surrounding Gull's rulings extends beyond the courtroom and into public perception. Many have questioned her decision to deny a request to delay the trial while the defense sought to appeal two of her earlier rulings. The state argued that keeping the trial on schedule was paramount, and Gull ultimately sided with the prosecution, preventing the Indiana Court of Appeals from reviewing her decisions in advance. This refusal to allow appellate review raises concerns that Gull is determined to maintain control over the narrative without external interference, leaving the defense with limited options. Gull's tight control of the proceedings has also impacted media coverage. By barring live broadcasts of the trial, she has effectively limited public access to the full scope of courtroom events. While traditional reporting will cover the facts, the absence of live video means the public will not have the opportunity to assess witness testimony, body language, or other key elements that shape the perception of truth. Critics argue that this lack of transparency undermines public trust in the legal process and reinforces the idea that only a partial version of events is being presented. The jury selection process itself has not been without controversy. Selecting a fair and impartial jury is a critical part of ensuring justice, yet Gull's rulings may influence the types of jurors ultimately chosen. Jurors will enter the trial exposed to heavily curated information, much of it shaped by pre-trial rulings that favor the prosecution. Without hearing about alternative suspects or seeing the composite sketches, jurors may find it difficult to consider anything other than the state's case against Allen. As opening statements approach, the defense team is left grappling with a significant challenge: how to effectively argue Allen's innocence when key evidence and theories have been barred. The weight of Gull's rulings presses heavily on the proceedings, creating an environment where the scales of justice may be tipped before the first witness even takes the stand. The absence of a robust defense strategy, not for lack of effort but due to legal barriers, raises the question of whether justice is truly being served. Now, beyond the legal mechanics, Gull's behavior in the courtroom has fueled speculation about her motivations. Some legal analysts argue that her decisions reflect a desire to maintain order and control in a high-profile case. Others believe her rulings are shaped by external pressures, whether from the community, law enforcement, or the need to secure a conviction after years of frustration. These psychological underpinnings add another layer of complexity to the trial as observers attempt to understand the dynamics shaping Gull's rulings. For Richard Allen, the consequences of these decisions are profound. If the jury finds him guilty, the defense will likely appeal, arguing that the cumulative effect of Gull's rulings denied him a fair trial. If the conviction is overturned on appeal, it will underscore the importance of impartiality and the dangers of judicial overreach. However, if Allen is convicted and the appellate courts uphold Gull's decisions, it may set a troubling precedent for future trials, one where judges have near unchecked authority to shape the narrative from the bench. With every motion denied and every theory blocked, the question becomes, is the system seeking truth or simply a conviction? The line between justice and control grows increasingly blurred as the trial nears, leaving many to wonder if the outcome was determined long before the first juror was seated. At the heart of every trial lies a delicate balance between fairness and order, between uncovering the truth and maintaining control. But what happens when the scales seem tilted from the outset? In the case of Richard Allen, Judge Fran Gohl's rulings reflect a legal system that appears more focused on securing a conviction than on ensuring justice. This isn't just a story of a man on trial for two tragic murders. It's a story about the very nature of fairness in our courts. The exclusion of alternative theories, such as the potential involvement of Odinists, reveals more than just skepticism toward speculative defense strategies. It exposes a courtroom environment where only one narrative is permitted to flourish, the one that paints Allen as the sole perpetrator. The refusal to allow appellate review before the trial, the denial of the defense's efforts to introduce exculpatory sketches, and the decision to admit all 61 alleged confessions collectively suggest a pattern. The court's focus seems fixed on delivering a guilty verdict. From a psychological perspective, one must wonder what drives such behavior from the bench. Is it the pressure to deliver closure in a high-profile case that has haunted the community for years? Is it a desire to control public perception, ensuring that the outcome aligns with the narrative the state has built? Or perhaps it's an unconscious response to the collective frustrations of law enforcement, prosecutors, and the public after so many years without answers. Whatever the reason, the consequence is clear. The defense has been rendered almost powerless, stripped of the tools necessary to provide Allen with a truly fair trial. None of this is to say that Allen is innocent or guilty. That is for the jury to decide, assuming they are given all the relevant information. But Gohl's rulings leave open the possibility that key evidence crucial to introducing reasonable doubt will never make it to the jurors' ears. And when the scales are unbalanced in this way, can we really call the result justice? It's a sobering thought to consider. Even in a courtroom where truth and fairness are meant to reign supreme, the very process can be subtly and sometimes overtly manipulated. If Allen is found guilty, the defense will undoubtedly appeal. And if an appeals court finds that Gohl's rulings violated Allen's right to a fair trial, we could see this case unravel in the months or years to come. But the damage to public trust may already be done. After all, how do we place our faith in a system that appears to silence the voices of dissent in favor of control? The outcome of this trial won't just affect Richard Allen, it will set a precedent for how high-profile cases are handled in the future. Will we allow judges to shape narratives, or will we demand transparency and impartiality, even in the most difficult of cases? In the end, the question isn't just about what Richard Allen did or didn't do. It's about whether the system itself can be trusted to tell us the truth. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Stop.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothes. Clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.